Knowing is a lot like emotions. Give you an eye patch. Knowing is a lot like emotions. Give you an eye patch. Or a virtual reality eyepiece. A student of mine reacted to yesterday's article. Thank you, Sophie. For being my connection to reality. Sometimes it seems the world is full of pettiness and silliness and unreality. You are like a beacon of hope and sanity, lighting a path to clarity with relentless determination. Thank you. I am grateful to have you in my life. And thankful for your patient guidance. In your post today you said that seeing was more important than knowing, and you said, knowing is a lot like emotions. Give you an eye patch. Or a virtual reality eyepiece. I say that there is nothing that is more important at this time in human history than reclaim the ability to see. That quote from yesterday's article plus an article on Harvard Business Review that said, we need to reclaim our sense of awe, especially in this pandemic era of ours. And then the article explains what they mean by awe, a starry night sky, an act of great kindness, or the beauty of something small and intricate. During your workday, the colors of the leaves outside your office or an act of sacrifice by a colleague could prompt a similar feeling, especially if you are attuned to it. In the United States and China especially, experiences of awe are frequently related to the virtuous behavior of others, an act of dedication, skill, or courage. Yeah, if you look, knowledge and/or emotions block all of that from being visible to you. You don't just look, you look to find, and what you normally find is what you already know. Here is an example. Where I live, Syracuse, New York, we have a lot of maple trees. You know, the trees that are the symbol or Canada, the trees that can provide the yummy maple syrup. And a lot more. Maples are very dense, and my backyard is full of them. So, on a normal summer day it is dark inside my apartment, the maples block the sky. But this summer, a very rainy summer, some blight or fungus, an opportunist kind, ate up all the maple leaves, and they all shriveled and fell, leaving the trees barren. What no one expected is this: life has a way to have reserves. A bunch of new leaves sprouted, and the trees are now sparsely leaved, but not barren. The new leaves are also brilliantly green. I searched the internet, and no one noticed that, everyone is still hanging out in the loss of leaves. Can't see what is happening. No one. When you notice the new, when you are open to see the opposite of what you know, you learn something about life. That can return eternal hope into your heart. I attract people to my work who lack something, maybe hope, in their lives. And ultimately the hope is gone because knowledge displaces it. Not just for them, for everybody, I say. Almost every morning I wake up with knowledge that life is not worth the trouble. Where does that knowledge come from? It comes from whereof all knowledge comes from. The collective unconscious. It takes me most mornings an hour to overcome it, and be present to life as it is, again. But this morning was different. I had a wet dream. And I allowed it to go on for hours. And I was both a participant and an observer. And I learned stuff about myself that I didn't know. That was real, and it was life, and it wanted to live. And I had this thought, if you say you want to live, who am I to tell you you shouldn't? And I was in awe. Life was bigger than my idea of life. Life, even inside me, wants more life. Even though I am only days away from my 74th birthday. Go figure. But do you see that if you are miserable, not happy, not successful, not where you want to be, that is all from knowledge, not from reality, not from life? I see it clearer today than I saw it yesterday. You are not done, not finished, life is not over. Even if the knowledge says it is and you are. My mom, not my hero, died at age 75 because she didn't see a future for herself. Don't be like her. I sure as hell, starting this morning, won't be. Looking at reality and removing the eye patch, removing a virtual reality eyepiece is key. Life wants more life, and you'll either heed that calling, or you'll heed the call of death. As the collective unconscious suggests. The collective unconscious is programmed and programmable. It is all the conclusions made by you and 8 billion others, and all the conclusions your leaders have made. Portioned out to you. You are like a Reddit symbol, a little dude with an antenna on your head. You tune into the collective unconscious and pick the broadcast that matches your mood. How do I know? I have been observing this since 1991. It was a Sunday and Werner Erhard was interviewed on 60 Minutes, and the proverbial SHD hit the fan. Some will remember that night, I do. It was December 1991. I was driving to Manhattan late at night to meet someone. The traffic wasn't bad, so I could pay attention to what broadcast my antenna is picking up. And I could even change channels. Most people think that the voice inside their heads is them speaking. That the voice is either them or friendly to them. But they are mistaken, and they pay with their lives. Hell, it is everyone. And that voice and the emotions those words create cut you off from reality, not even knowing that there is reality behind the curtain. You don't have a Toto, and you likely never find out. Yesterday I sent out an email to the hundreds of people who own the heaven on earth, the audio, HOE. You see, no matter where you are, you'll only see reality partially. And even though I am a tad ahead of you, it is true for me too. So discoveries ensue, unexpected. I have been using these innocent-sounding energies for 11 years, and yet I knew very little real things about them. I just assumed stuff. I found out that nearly all the happiness, IQ increase, peace of mind, and aliveness came from using those innocent little energies. If you are a student of mine, I quietly said the 3FS in my head. And then, to top that, I discovered that none of the energies I have claimed to possess come from me. They all come from Source. I am just the one to connect you to it. It's humbling. And it's wonderful. And it is also painful. All my life I wanted to be special. And now I am not. It hurts. So I can switch and look at what is special about me. What is special about me? That I can and I'm willing to connect? And give you what I connect you with? Yeah, that is pretty special, I say. But, I think, the most special thing about me is that I am willing to be just the connector, second in command. Yeah. I am proud of that. Okay, now, with that said, what can you, how can you most benefit from what I can connect you with? I have decided to go back to the beginning, with this newfound information, and take you through, step by step, the path we have covered, all 192 energies and what they can do for you if you connect to them. Announcing the second and third phase activators course. We'll use the videos, and we'll add live sessions. It is a long course. I haven't quite decided how exactly to schedule, etc. and what to charge. And all the things I have to decide before I release it. But if you want to get goodies that other people don't, valuable goodies in the form of videos, and PDFs, then send me an email and I'll put you on a special list, in addition to the daily emails, and you'll get it. Also get first dibs at the course when it's published. There is no obligation to buy. You decide when I am finally ready to publish. May take weeks. In the meantime, if you wanted to find out more how knowing, beliefs, and emotions block reality from your view, you can buy my Sunday call from yesterday. Normally a single call costs $25, but if you get it today or tomorrow, get it for just $10. I'll add the call, manually, you your account on my mobile app. Or email you a link to the audio if you don't want an account on my mobile app. https://www.yourvibration.com/1/Sunday rant. Get my call from Sunday 8:29. After tomorrow it goes up to $25.